Welcome to What a Doll, a podcast where life is plastic and fantastic. Each episode, we bring you doll news, opinions, retrospectives, and guests. So join us as we discuss and share our love for dolls with fans everywhere.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number one of What a Doll. I'm Chris.
I'm Terry.
And I'm Michael.
And we are so excited that you're here for episode one. We hope you listened to and enjoyed episode zero, where you got to learn a little bit about each of us and our collecting journeys and favorite collections and all of that. But today we're going to move into our first discussion of a major doll line. But first, the news.
There was recently a Rocket Mortgage commercial featuring Barbie. Did you guys see it? And what did you think?
I did see it, and it's very exciting because this is Barbie's very first Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
Which kind of blew my mind. Like, I can't believe that Barbie's never been in a Super Bowl commercial before.
Right.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was a total unexpected surprise. And it was just really, really cute. Like, I was like, okay, so I want more commercials of this. Like, I hope there will be, like, a series of these Barbie Rocket Mortgage commercials.
Oh, my God, that would be fantastic.
I think it would be, too. Oh, like, I thought it was beautifully done. The whole commercial, Bitter Betty and Castle Grayskull and Skeletor.
Oh my God, wasn't that such a surprise to see Castle Grayskull in the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally not expecting it. Yes.
Maybe Skipper can help flip that too.
House Flipper Skipper can get that one too. No, it was really fun. It reminded me in some ways of the kind of like jokey comedy of Life in the Dream House.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
And I just thought, like, you know, if they hadn't already cast Margot Robbie as Barbie, I think Anna Kendrick would have made a really good Barbie after watching this commercial. So yeah, that was such a pleasant surprise. Because, I mean, I am very not into sports, but that definitely made the rounds on the doll people Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, like, I wish that was being aired when I was by my house. I would totally went with them.
Right. I could have used that kind of help when I was looking.
Wouldn't that be something, though, like years later, the prototypes or the dolls from this commercial show up on eBay?
Do you want to buy Cash Offer Carl?
Oh, that's actually a great idea. I just want Bitter Betty, but I would be happy with any of them.
They're so good. I'm just like, it's always delightful to me to see, like, dolls with a little older looks on them, too. Mattel doesn't do that very often.
No, they don't. Yeah.
God, I'm, like, thinking, what, like, the Hart family from back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
The last time they made old dolls.
Yeah. I forgot about them. Well, I was going to say, could the Harry Potter line count?
Oh, that's true. McGonagall and Dumbledore. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not Barbie, though, but...
They're Barbie adjacent.
Yeah, yep, they sure are.
All right, so any final thoughts on Barbie Rocket Mortgage commercial?
Super great. Mm-hmm. I want more.
Oh, right, yeah, I would love to see more, too.
Pleasantly surprised, please give us a series.
Right. Oh, it does. Yes, please give us a series. It does kind of remind me of the Honda commercial that they had.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, if they
the Gem Honda commercial from a few years ago.
Maybe they kind of got inspired by that.
One can only hope.
Right.
I'm always excited to see toys in commercials.
Yeah.
So. All right. Moving to our next news piece. This is fresh from Twitter as of last night. The company Boss Fight Studios has announced that they are going to be releasing Strawberry Shortcake action figures. and they put out a few prototype images. Now, these are not dolls. There's no brushable hair or anything like that, but they have releases for Strawberry Shortcake with Custard, her cat, Orange Blossom and Marmalade, her butterfly, Lime Chiffon and her Parfait Parrot, which is a really cute name, and Huckleberry Pie and Pup Cake. And these are so cute. I'm shocked, though, that I've bought figures from Boss Fight Studio before. Their Vitruvian Hacks line, which was like a mythology, Gorgons and Spartans and stuff like that. And those are really cool figures. But this is just such an unexpected surprise to come out of a studio that kind of has previously done like boy toys, I would say.
Huh. No, Boss Fight, are they kind of like Diamond Select or Entertainment Earth?
I would say they're more like a boutique sculpting studio. Kind of like the Four Horsemen, maybe.
Gotcha.
It's probably like the closest equivalent, I could say.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say they're like that. And they sometimes get like larger licenses like Bucky O'Hare and things like that. But this was a real big surprise. Like, I never would have guessed in a million years that they were going to be making Strawberry Shortcake action figures.
Yeah, it's such out of left. It's like a great out of left field.
Yes.
Announcement.
Right. Yes.
And now I look at them and I'm like, so Hallmark, how about some Rainbow Bright action figures?
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, but who owns Strawberry Shortcake? Do we know?
It is a company. Oh my gosh. It was American Greetings, I believe.
Okay.
The card company. Mm-hmm. Like the competitor to Hallmark.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be something if we got Rainbow Bright action figures. I'm not into Strawberry Shortcake, but I am very pleased. They look just like the characters I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them because go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say they're going to be scented as well.
I did not see that. How fun.
There was a live feed, and they mentioned in the live feed that they will be scented. And I'm like, my mind, I can't wait for these to come out. Like, I'm flipping out.
Oh,
I know. I picked up a couple of those reproduction dolls from, was it the Bridge Direct?
Yeah.
A few years ago, they made those in Target.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And those are really cute. And these are fun to me because they capture that vintage vibe, but they also look like very slightly updated.
Mm-hmm.
And now it really makes me want to see if we can at some point get Muriel Ferion, the original designer of Strawberry Shortcake, on the podcast and see what she might think of these.
Yeah.
Put a pin in that one, folks. Yes.
Right. If I were a Strawberry fan, I'd be all about these. I mean, I really like them. Maybe I'll pick one up.
But
I'm totally digging it.
They have such cute accessories, too.
Yeah. Now, are these geared toward adult collectors or children? Do we know?
I really don't know, but with those tiny little basket of strawberries, I wonder if a child would choke on that.
It's not funny, but...
Well,
yeah.
I know they're coming out with a new cartoon, which will probably have their own doll line. So I'm leaning towards that this is going to be for an adult collector, but...
Okay.
You know, I could be wrong.
I always kind of feel like when they make something with the vintage clothing aesthetic, it's probably more for an adult collector at this point.
Yeah.
Because Strawberry Shortcake's gone through a couple of redesigns over the years. That usually is what comes out for like the children produced lines.
Yeah.
Right. Huh. But I'm sure I know Strawberry Shortcake has a big fan base. I'm sure they're all flipping out.
I hope so. I hope these do really well.
Yeah.
And I hope we get more characters.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I've got a whole list of like a dream list of Strawberry Shortcake action figures. So I'm like, come on. Like, yeah, keep it up, guys.
Keep them rolling. Keep those berries coming. All right, Michael, final thoughts, Strawberry Shortcake.
Let me know when they're up for pre-order. I'm getting all of them. So I'm in love, absolutely in love.
Right there with you. And Terry?
I'm pleased with how they look. I won't be collecting them. But like, if I can't say I wouldn't for sure, like if I were to see one in person, I may fall in love with them.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how they turn out in person.
But I think they look great, though, what we've seen.
Also, did we get a size announcement for them? Do you know how large they're going to be?
I don't know that part yet. I haven't. I've been looking. I've been, like, combing the internet trying to get answers on that. But I haven't heard of the answers on that yet. I would imagine they'll probably be around the same size of, like, the original dolls to kind of keep with that theme of that vintage theme. But, you know, that's just my speculation.
No, I think that's a good thought. Mm-hmm. All right, next piece of news. There's a new doll line in town from Just Play Products called the Naturalistas, and these focus on African-American women with natural hairstyles. And I have to say, they are fantastic. I'm looking at the picture here, and I was like, these are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're stunning dolls.
I love the hand shape they have. I mean, it's like the typical fashion doll hand shape, but there's like they just look a little different. I don't know if they have like those stiletto nails going on or what, but I'm digging it. And I think, too, they can do what Fresh Loves is trying to do. I think, I don't know, I just get a totally different vibe from these. Like, they just look up to par.
Yeah, and they're not expensive, which I really appreciate, too. Like, I saw them on Amazon, and I think one of them was available already for, like, a $12.99 price point.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's a dream. Oh,
which was gosh. Like, dang, I haven't seen something this nice looking at that price point in a long time.
Yeah,
I think I think the only sad thing is that they've only got 5 points of articulation.
Right.
But that girl with the dreadlocks is calling me.
Yeah, that actually I was gonna say that one and the other one on the far left with the gold dress. I really like those two.
Yeah, she gives me total Diana Ross vibes.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Mel B, but yeah, yep.
Oh yeah,
Diana Ross too.
Yeah. Yeah, the gold dress is one of my favorites. I mean, I like all of them. If I'm able to collect all of them, I probably will because I like they're stunning dolls. Like they look just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that it looks to me like there are five different skin tones there. I mean, it could be the lighting, so I could be not, you know, maybe there's only like three. But right. If there's really five different skin tones, that's amazing.
I was just looking at that, too. Yeah. Do we know if they're going to be in stores?
That I'm not sure. I hope so. It would be awesome to see those in Target.
It would be. I feel like, I don't know about your Targets where you two live, but, like, Fresh Loves were available. Not that line can compare to this line, but Fresh Loves were only available at Walmart for a long time, but they're showing up at Target now.
Yeah, it was similar at in my area. I would find them at Walmart, but it would be hit and miss. And so, like, I would order some of them online. But now I'm, like, seeing them more in Target now. And so it's nice to see them. Like, I think the material of the clothes, it's kind of hit and miss for me. But I love collecting that doll line as well.
I'm not very familiar with that. What's the name of this doll line?
I think it's Fresh Loves. Let me see if I can pull up a link for you real quick.
Is it the Fresh Doll? Is that what it is?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I bet you're right. My bad.
Oh, those are super cute. Oh my God. I'm always here for a fantasy hair color. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, me too. I think their heads are a little cartoony, though.
Yeah, well, they're like major discounted at Walmart right now.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, maybe worth a buy.
Just FYI. Not to be enablers, but.
Didn't they make male dolls too for that line?
They did, and I never could find them in stores. I think they were like only online or something. I mean, maybe they were in stores. I don't know. I never saw them in stores, but they were like not like they were. I loved the male dolls. Like it's been a very nice line to try to collect, but it's hit or miss on where they show up.
Didn't the male dolls have more articulation though?
I'm not sure.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different line.
I know. I feel like the fresh dolls are articulated at the knees, wrists, and elbows. And then, of course, like the shoulders and hips. But I'm now like blanking on that.
Okay. I want to say the elbows for sure. I don't remember wrist articulation because I remember being disappointed with that. Oh, like to me, a doll needs to have wrist articulation at least.
Yeah. I agree.
How can she do her best princess wave without it?
Oh, right. Oh.
Okay, so I'm looking at the Fresh Dolls boys right now, and how did I miss these? They're super cute. And you're right, Terry, they have wrist and elbow articulation at the very least. I can't tell about knees, but that is... I might have to track some of these down. Because I love good male doll.
Ooh, I want the one with the... I think they all look good. But I'm really digging the one with the red coat.
He reminds me of Karamo from Queer Eye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I'm here for that.
Yeah.
I think I like the one with the green pants and the, like, boots the most. I think he's my favorite so far.
Hmm.
Putting a pin in that, okay.
Right.
But, yeah, maybe they'll mix and match size-wise with Naturalistas. That could be really nice, too.
That would be.
Are the Fresh Dolls from Mattel?
Or are they from... I don't think so. I think the owner, she's like a doctor, I believe. I forgive me if I'm getting the story wrong. And she wanted to create a line of diverse dolls. And I think she like did a Kickstarter or funded. It was like a self-funded thing. And I don't know if a toy company bought them or not, but they're not from like Mattel or Hasbro.
Yeah. No, I think
cool.
It's a pretty indie thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they've got their own website and everything.
Yeah, the Dr. Lisa.
Yeah.
That is super cool, and that's very reminiscent of that He-Man character that just came out called Sun Man.
Yeah.
It's really not a He-Man character, but a character who's now been adopted into Masters of the Universe.
Hmm.
Okay, gonna go hunting later.
Right.
All right. Next news item. W Club registration for Integrity Toys is open until March 16th, 2022. It is $50 a year, which has been the W Club price for a long time now. And you have three choices this year of upgrade dolls. There is Earth Angel Eden Blair from the New Face Collection. There's Up With a Twist Agnes Von Wies from the Fashion Royalty Collection. And there is the Ultraviolet Poppy Parker from the Poppy Parker Collection. Are either of you big Integrity collectors outside of Gem?
I have a few Integrity dolls that are not Gem related. And I used to sub for the W Club years ago, and I haven't done it lately, but with those three dolls, like I might have to sub before the 16th.
It might be calling your name to come back.
Yeah. Yeah. That Earth Angel Eden Blair is like gorgeous. That outfit, I'm just like obsessed with her whole look.
I think my favorite's that ultraviolet Poppy Parker. She's very like Studio 54 70s looking. Yeah. Yep. Like, yeah, yep. You know, just around the corner is Liza Minnelli and, like, Halsey.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Right. Chris, what about you? Do you collect anything outside of Gem?
I collect some Integrity stuff outside of Gem. I kind of off and on buy the East 59th dolls, which are their sort of like 50s, 60s vintage line. Mm-hmm. And they usually come with really amazing accessories, which is probably why I always get sucked in. Like, look, here's a tiny ice bucket. Or like...
So it's safe to say you're a sucker for miniatures?
They're fun. I mean...
Okay.
My like hands don't manipulate them very well, but no. So I have been like a W Club subscriber, I think like since after the first year of Gem, because I felt like I was always like missing things when they would come out, and I would never seem to know. And I mostly signed it up for it as, like, an informational service. Like, yeah. At least I'll get the emails and I'll know when things are coming out that I might want. And mostly I also signed up because I really wanted that Gem Tech Rat doll that was an upgrade.
Oh, one year. Yeah.
So, but kind of, I don't know, I've been kind of sucked in ever since with the, like, the Hom dolls and... And some of the Poppy Parker stuff. And I'm like kind of getting rid of a few of my fashion royalty things. I'm like going through that collection right now and probably going to get rid of a few. But there's definitely some lines in there that they produce that I really like that are not Gem. And sadly, I've heard that the Gem stuff is going to get its last SKU this year. Oh, it's going to be a two-pack, according to the little informational segment they gave about the club.
Right.
So, Gem fans, if you want your last chance at some Gem dolls, this could be it. Although, never say never, because she's made a comeback more than once now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got more farewell tours than Cher.
But last time Integrity did this, too. With the sophisticated lady Gem set, they're like, this will be the last set. And I'm like, no, they can't end with sophisticated lady. They're going to do it with farewell Gem. Sure enough, oh, look, one more surprise. Gem is doing an encore or whatever. And it was farewell Gem. I will say, though. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. What was that?
I think this time around for Gem has been really odd. Like choice-wise and everything. In my opinion,
it's definitely felt a little bit like we're trying to complete a few things.
Right. Like, I like, we got another Rhea, and then more holograms, more misfits, but like they did a, what is the name of the Hasbro version? Music is Magic line. They did Starstruck Gem the first time around, Gem came back. Then they brought it back and they did, the Shayna and the Kimber in that line. Like, if you were to compare Integrity to Hasbro, if that makes sense. Like, you have the Hasbro version of Rockin' Roses that Kimber wore in the cartoon. And then Integrity brought out She Makes an Impression, Kimber, and it's the same fashion. Like, I don't know. I'm not doing it justice describing it, but I hope you guys know what I mean. Like, it's not lining up with the cartoon or with the Hasbro line.
Yeah, sometimes the choices are like an in-between that right. They've done. Like, what is it, that Command Performance one?
Yeah, yep.
Which, I mean, I'm grateful to have any version of that outfit, because that purple outfit's like one of my favorite Gem outfits.
Yeah, I agree. Right. It's a beautiful outfit.
So, but what do you think is going to be the final Gem SKU, the quote-unquote final?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a Gem Jerrica, or... I mean, they've done every character, or, like, main character, but the two Stinger Girls, Mace and Rapture. But I don't think they would end on that. No, I know.
I don't expect it to be a non-Jem character. Like, right. I expect Jem to be in there somewhere, or Jerrica. I mean, I would honestly love, like, a Jerrica Synergy set.
Oh.
Where if they did Synergy, like, looking like the toy Synergy, since we've already got the cartoon version.
Yeah, that would be pretty fun.
Because I think a lot of people probably missed the chance to own Synergy, the original. Right. So yeah. I think it would be nice. It would be a nice, like, kind of send-off.
Right. Actually, you got me thinking now. I bet you it will be the first cartoon Jerrica with that pink and blue dress, because we got Jem with the red belt already from
Atari. Oh, that's true.
I bet you it will be that Jerrica and Hasbro Synergy, maybe with a cardboard set, too, or a box that would transform into the computer.
I have been wanting a Synergy console out of this line forever.
Yeah, that would be pretty much needed.
I'm like, I don't care how you give it to me. I don't care if I have to glue it together with popsicle sticks. Like, I just really want a Synergy console in some form.
Yeah.
So yeah, if they could make a box that turns into the Synergy, I would be 1,000% here for that.
Oh, Chris, will you be rejoining?
I'm going to join again. To me, it's the same as always, in that it's easier for me to keep track of this kind of stuff and what they're releasing and what I might be interested in. And I'm probably not going to get any of the upgrades this year, even though I like them all, just because I'm still in the process of, like, sorting out my integrity collection.
But that makes sense.
I do think they're all pretty fantastic choices for anybody who wants to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, how about you guys? You might be joining this year?
I might be, yeah.
If for nothing else, just in case they make that final Jem set like a W Club only thing, I would be upset if I didn't join. So I could, $50 is not too bad to me. Like,
no.
And I'm grateful they've kept it at that level for years now. Like 10 years plus.
Right. One thing they're not doing, though, they're not doing that coupon anymore.
No, I saw that. They're not doing the coupon. They said there's going to be, like, special discounts throughout the year for W Club members, which, I mean, the coupon was, like, $20, so, like, I don't know if it's that big of a loss to me, but it was nice knowing your $50 join fee was going to be at least offset $20.
Oh, right. Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what their discounts are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be like, here's $5 off something that's $150?
Oh, right. Like,
so we will see.
Right.
But now that Jem is, this is the last year for Jem, you know, it's maybe a question mark for me for next year.
Do you mean 2023?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. But time will tell. I mean, Integrity's had so many supply chain issues.
Oh, true.
Over the last year, like, stuff is really delayed. Like, there are things for the 2021 W Club that have not even been revealed or anything yet. So, I mean, you know, knock on wood, those global supply chain issues start to get fixed in the next year.
What haven't they unveiled for 2021?
I think there's, like, still a club doll. Okay. Because they do, like, 4 or 5 club exclusive dolls a year.
Right.
I think there's still a club doll that hasn't been revealed.
Hmm.
But I would have to go back and look at that to be sure.
Right. So then, I don't know what I was going to say, because they said with Gem, they have to do it sooner than later because of the license. I wonder how that will work for Integrity, though, for their own stuff.
Time will tell, but I wouldn't expect anything soon. All right. Next piece of news. We're sliding into a three-parter, basically, of Monster High related news, which the first thing I want to say is, welcome back, Monster High. It has been a less colorful world without you here.
Absolutely.
So I think the first thing I wanted to talk about is the Monster High movie. We got our first view of the main three ghouls, Frankie, Draculaura, and Claudine, for a direct to Paramount Plus, I believe, movie coming within the next year or so, I want to say. I don't think we ever got a specific date on it. But I'm sure that we have some opinions on these looks. Where to start? Hot Topic meets Spirit Halloween meets, I don't even know. Like, so in this image, I know we were chatting a little bit about it before, that Frankie looks so mad.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not my Frankie.
No.
Yeah. There's an essence of Frankie that's just missing. It's not there.
Yeah. I mean, all said and done, like, I guess the look for her feels the closest to actual Frankie.
Yeah.
Of the three characters. But I need a smile for Frankie. I really do.
Yeah, or just like a little spark in the eyes or something. Like, she just looks like she's ready to, like, chomp on someone. Like yeah, she's like, over it.
You know? I don't need, like, Kardashian posing. I do like Cleo. Her giant lightning bolt earring.
Yeah,
I do think that's fun.
I do like that. And I like the staple in the eyebrow. Like
in the little, eyebrow, yes.
You know, that's, that, I like that too. But, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't, it's not giving me Frankie.
They did keep her two-tone eyes, I just noticed.
Yes, yes.
Which is good.
She doesn't have any bolts, though. Like, you can't see them on her neck or, like, any stitching on her forehead.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if I see, like, a little something right behind the earring, but I could be... missing something there.
Maybe it's hidden by the collar.
Yeah, and it does look like there's some kind of stitching around her neck right above the collar, but it's not, I mean, you know, I know it's just one photo, like, I'm sure these things will show up more when we see, like, a trailer or something, but, you know, I mean, it's interesting.
Right. I don't know, I think Draculaura is definitely screaming to me the most out of all of them. Claudine isn't too bad.
No, I think the Claudine actually looks nice, but I think the Claudine actually looks more like her sister, her older sister with the glasses.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I see that.
Yep.
So it kind of gives me, oh my gosh, what was her name?
Was it
Howling?
That was the younger sister.
Yes.
Was it
Claudia?
I'm going to make it up. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, she definitely like has the Claudine look with the fur jacket and the animal print skirt and the moon, you know, shirt. Like, there's definitely Claudine vibes there.
Right. I agree. I just wish they had the teeth kind of poking out for both.
Right.
And Draculaura.
Yeah. It would have been fun.
Yeah. I think I agree with you, Tara, that Draculaura feels the most, Spirit Halloween to me of all right. of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that two-toned wig.
Right. I wonder if, like, they just threw some clothes on them and they photoshopped even the colors and stuff just to
That's distinctly possible. Yeah, I mean, this could be right. photoshopped to the nth degree, to be totally honest. I mean, they did keep her little heart beauty mark, which is fun.
Right.
Yeah, yep. I appreciate that.
I am very anxious to see if we will see a Cleo in this movie, since she's my favorite of the girls.
Oh, that's who's missing. I couldn't figure out. Like, I knew. Oh, you know what? Laguna, too.
Laguna's not there either. Yeah, I love Laguna.
Well, I feel like these were the main three anyways, but Cleo right. kind of, like, still the fourth member, and Laguna kind of came and went a bit. Gulia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, I would say I'm tentatively hopeful okay. that it's something decent, but I do hear there will also be a new animated series, so that's really where I'm going to put my hope, to be totally honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved the first Monster High cartoon that came out. I think it was like a Nickelodeon special or something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. And they had all the webisodes.
Yeah.
Or shorts, yep. Like, yeah. they were fantastic. They were a fantastic storytelling piece to launch that brand.
Yeah. They were very cute.
All right. Next, let's move into, speaking of live action Monster High things, there was a big collaboration for New York Fashion Week between Monster High and the fashion brand Maisie Willen. And they did this whole holographic fashion show. And, I mean, it looks cool, but I guess I just don't understand high fashion. Because everyone looks so sad in those photos. And it really felt a little Spirit Halloween-y for some of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm 1,000% here for hologram fashion show because that is gem.
Yes. but yeah.
We got lots of like body suits and fishnets and crumpled silver lame. And I don't know. I wasn't really feeling it. But then, you know, my taste is trash self, you know. I know that, so.
I guess mine too. Because, like, I wasn't digging any of them. Like, I can't see anyone walking around wearing any of these. Maybe the silver coat, but even then.
Yeah, there's... The silver coat felt like something out of, like, Dynasty to me.
Yep, I see it.
I was like, I feel like Joan Collins should be wearing this.
Oh,
but yeah, not my favorite, but fun exposure for Monster High, I would say, yeah. to the larger world out there. And right. I think it's also interesting because Maisie Willen designed a set of earrings for Mattel Creations that are reproductions of Frankie's classic skullet and chain earrings.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that I could get behind. I was like, okay, these are really cute. Like,
those were super cute. And they're only like $50.
Yeah.
Which is a price point unlike the Barbie Balmain things we discussed last week.
Yes.
People right. might actually pay.
Yeah.
And it's not Mattel's first foray into character-based jewelry on Mattel Creations, because they made that Orko necklace as well.
Yes, they did.
I've never seen it. I have to look it up.
Yeah, Mattel Creations has been doing a lot of collaboration with, you know, different visual artists or designers or stuff like that.
Aww.
And putting out some really interesting things. I mean, not necessarily things I'm going to buy, but right. Interesting. And Mattel Creations, I think, leads us into the biggest Monster High news. The return of the Monster High dolls with the Monster High Haunt Couture Collection. These are three dolls of our three main characters, Frankie, Claudine, and, oh my God, Draculaura. I'm having a brain freeze here. Tell me, what did you guys think of these dolls?
I thought they looked great. It was nice to see them back. Not entirely sure that I was happy with the price point or the quickness, like the availability, you know, and how they weren't like more of a mass produced thing. But I mean, they've been doing that with the other Monster High dolls they've been releasing based off of like, you know, pop culture horror characters and things like that. So, but they look stunning and they definitely capture the spirit of, you know, the original line.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Definitely the spirit of the original line. Draculaura is nicely detailed, along with Frankie. I just kind of feel like Claudine, we've seen that look before-ish. Like, it's... I don't know. She looks good, but...
Yeah, pleather and fur is kind of a Claudine classic sort of look. So it's not quite as... I mean, I realize, like, with these, they're really sticking to the character's original color palettes. So right. You have, you know, purple and lime green on Claudine, and you've got, like, teal and plaid on Frankie, and you've got, like, the various shades of the hot pink for Draculaura. And right. Frankie is the only one who's been released so far, correctly?
Yeah, I think they're releasing them, like, one at a time.
Okay, and we should... mention to listeners that these are $75 a piece.
Oh,
yeah.
Which, I'm not going to lie, that price threw me. Because to me, these don't look that much better than the Sweet 1600 line.
Oh, you're yes. right. Yeah. Yes. That's a good comparison.
Those were, what, 30 at most?
Yeah. I don't remember them being more than that.
No. And so I think with these, with these, the eyes look more detailed.
Yes.
The paint. Like they have a little bit more of a glimmer in their eye or something. And they have rooted eyelashes too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they do have rooted eyelashes. Yeah. I did not even notice that.
If I were still into Monster High, I'd be all for them. I don't know about the price point, but maybe Laguna will impress me.
I know. I have to say I'm waiting for Laguna and Cleo.
Yeah.
Because those are my girls. So.
Yep.
But that Draculaura is adorable with her little beret cape. I am so here for that. I have to say the bags for each of these characters are really cute.
Yeah.
I really like Frankie's little backpack and Draculaura's little coffin-shaped backpack. Mm.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I think it definitely captures the spirit of Monster High when it first began.
Yeah. I'm a little sad that Darren Sander isn't there anymore to kind of shepherd this, because it's his creation. But I do think overall that these do a really nice job of kind of bringing that real spirit of the original Monster High back. Mm-hmm. I think they have it much more than the reboot dolls that they made like maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
They have the level of detail that I think people want and expect from Monster High. And I'm just hoping that there's maybe a little cheaper line coming at some point, hopefully. Like maybe, I don't know if this means they'll return to retail at some point. I would love that if it was true.
Right.
Yeah, I would love that too.
You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just thinking, at least I noticed a lot of gem collectors were collecting Monster High. Maybe with gem, I highly doubt this is the case, but maybe with gem ending, Mattel will see their opportunity again. So they're doing Monster High again.
You know, I wonder if that's an interesting crossover in appeal with, do you think it comes down to like the neon colors and the palettes
that they
respond a lot to?
Maybe. Because
I mean, if you just look at Claudine's outfit on these, that's like a pizzazz outfit right there.
Yes. Oh, totally.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I think like with packaging, like when you think about the original line, when it came out, like there was a lot of influence of the 80s, like the Trapper Keeper packaging, all of those bright colors. I mean, it reminded me of collecting something that I would have been obsessed with in the late 80s. And so I think that that might also be like a bridge for gem collectors and everything as well.
Yeah. And I think it's something, I mean, I don't think Darren Sander has ever been shy about, you know, his love for other doll lines and older doll lines.
Yeah.
But these are super cute. I probably won't be picking up any of them. Certainly not at that price point.
Right.
But I'm happy to see them. It's like, you know, nice visit from old friends.
Right. Yes. Oh, I love that.
So, you know, but Monster High is roaring back to life. So very interesting to see.
I have one final thought on Monster High. I wonder, how long has it been since Monster High ended?
I want to say the last main lines came out in 2017.
Really?
Or maybe... Yeah. Okay, so it looks like... I was looking earlier. It's the website mhcollector.com, which has a really nice listing by year of each dolls. And it looks like the last main doll lines actually kind of came out in 2018, but there's very few.
Okay.
There's like Ballerina and Tea Party,
ooh,
which are, to me, and Swimsuit, which are all like very budget sort of classic Mattel styled lines. Right. Like, we don't know what to do. Have a Ballerina. Have a Tea Party. Have a Swimsuit line.
Oh, right. I wonder if Mattel is thinking they can cash in on nostalgia with them with, like, about roughly 5 years passing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're thinking, like, the kids are adults, or, like, the preteens or teens that collected them are now adults, and they can...
Right. Collect. I think there's definitely... I'm sure because they started releasing the collector, like, horror dolls in 2020. They did Pennywise and the Shining Twins In 2021, they did the Beetlejuice and Lydia set and Greta Gremlin. And then 2022, now, they've just done these Haunt Couture lines. So I wonder if they had a good enough response with those horror collector lines that it was like, okay, we can start to cash in
on some nostalgia. I mean, if you go on like Instagram, like there are groups, there are people that like still post, like they never stopped posting their Monster High stuff. Like I think there's a population that like was like really vocal about like wanting to bring Monster High back, and now with enough time going and the nostalgia piece included, like, I mean, it makes sense that, you know, all signs will point into, you know, another retail line and things like that.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're definitely correct. I think it's been off the shelves for long enough that a new generation, they could capture a new generation with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully they keep the quality level of the originals.
Yes, right.
You know, I think when I think of Monster High, I think of really detailed clothing pieces and really just lovingly thought out outfits and designs. And it would be a shame to lose that because we already sort of did when it got rebooted.
I think we lost it when Mattel, period.
Yes.
But maybe with them getting the Disney Princess license, they can, maybe that will be like their saving grace. Like, maybe Mattel was like, oh shit, we're in trouble. We need to get this back to get our groove back.
Yeah, so I mean, Mattel appears to be chugging along on all cylinders right now.
Yes.
Right.
Barbie movies and Monster High movies and new Monster High dolls and Disney Princess coming back and more and more, you know, Barbie fashionistas. Like, they seem to be doing pretty well lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Definitely, you know, not the era where they were on the rocks from with MGA and all of that. Okay. So that is it for the news. Let's chat really quick about any recent purchases, any doll or toy related purchases you guys have made lately.
Well, I recently purchased a throwback doll. I bought, well, I guess I should preface this by saying I've been watching Days of Our Lives for the past few months now. I've been obsessed. Marlena Evans has been possessed by a devil, although she's no longer possessed by the devil, but she was for a while. And so I was like, I want a Marlena Evans Barbie doll, which came out like 1999. And I'm like, okay, I want to get her and do some like photography with like making her eyes yellow and just doing a whole bunch of like Barbie doll.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Stuff. And so I got her in like ago, and I'm like slowly making my way to getting the everything together with that, because I'm absolutely obsessed with Days of Our Lives. I never thought I would be in that space in my life, but so that's been my recent purchase.
And so this was like total news to me that Mattel at one point made soap opera Barbies. I see there's also an All My Children Erica Kane Barbie.
Oh, no way.
Yes. That they made. And I was like, how fun.
Yeah, I bought when Erica Kane came out, because All My Children was always my favorite soap. So I bought her and the wedding gown one when those originally came out. But I never got the Days of Our Lives one because I was like, I don't watch that show. But, you know, now I'm like kicking myself. Like, I could have already had this darn doll if I had just, you know, had the foresight. But, you know.
I love the face mold on this doll.
Yeah.
This Marlena Evans doll, like, I don't know who it reminds me of, but again, it's like just a slightly older face mold, and I really like that.
Yeah, they did a really good job for that being, I mean, I know there was a lot of great stuff coming out in the late 90s, but like the attention to detail for that, I'm so glad they were able to pull that off when they did back then.
That is super fun. That is, see, and I'm learning something too about all the great Mattel 90s things that I've never, like, known enough about. It seems like every time I turn around, there's like a cool new late 90s Mattel line that I'm discovering.
Yeah.
How about you, Terry? Anything fun joined the collection recently?
Nothing really doll related. I got a new Funko Pop, a Pokemon one new. And then I actually bought off of eBay a custom printed Catwoman from Batman Returns, Marvel Legends scale head. Because I just like the Marvel Legend figures. And I want a Catwoman one to like have that articulation and everything.
Oh, it's like the Michelle Pfeiffer head?
Yeah, yep.
Ooh.
That's nice.
That's awesome. Yep.
Well, it's unpainted and everything. So I bought like a solid black one that somebody printed to be like the Marvel Legends scale. But that's really the only new toy thing I bought. But I'm excited.
Do you have a body waiting for her?
If I can find it. I have like a little box full of Marvel Legend parts that like I'll pick the figures up at Walmart if they're on clearance for like $2 or $3 or $5. Sometimes I'll take them apart, kind of mess with them, and then just throw them in a box and forget about them. But all the parts are together for all the ones that I bought and taken apart. I just have to find it. But yes, I do. I have a body that I have in mind.
You'll have to share photos of that when you're done. Because I really want to see. completed Marvel Legends Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman.
Me too. Oh, me too.
Speaking of Catwoman, I actually just saw at one point they were going to make a DC Direct or DC Collectibles. I'm not sure what they're calling themselves these days. They were going to make a Catwoman from the Batman the Animated Series with an unmasked head. And I was like 100% here for it. And then it got canceled. And then I just saw in Big Bad Toy Store, it's back up for pre-order.
Yeah.
So I was very excited and I re-put my pre-order in.
Oh, good. I pre-ordered her off Amazon.
So I'm always here for a good Catwoman thing. I'm very curious how she will show up in the new Batman movie.
Do you think we're going to get a doll of the new Catwoman?
I can hope. I can hope. But I haven't heard anything about dolls for this movie.
No.
So have I'm kind of doubtful.
Have you two seen the mask that they have her in for the movie?
No, I haven't. I've only seen like unmasked head in everything I've seen.
I feel like I've seen it, like, because there's like an action figure that has the like a masked version and an unmasked version or something like that.
Yeah, it looks like a ski mask.
Yeah.
Oh no!
I know. Yeah. I'm disappointed, but maybe she'll get like an official, a real mask at the end of the movie.
You know, I was always kind of intrigued with how they did it for the Anne Hathaway Catwoman, mm-hmm. where it's those goggles became the ears when they were up on her head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a little bit of like vintage 60s Batman vibe looking.
Yeah, that was cool. Oh, and I think they're making an Eartha Kitt Catwoman figure.
Really? Oh my God, I need that if that's true.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I think I've seen one, an image floating around. Or maybe it was one hell of a custom.
But, okay, well, if you find out anything more about that, please let me know. I love Eartha Kitt Catwoman.
Yes, yes.
And for me, the only thing I've really bought recently, doll-wise, is I finally coughed up the money on eBay and picked up the Merman Ken color reveal doll.
Oh, yes.
I have been eyeballing that for a while, and it just never seems to go down in price. So I thought, okay, I could buy 3 or 4 of these and try to get him on my own. And then inevitably, I would not get him. And I would just end up with more extra dolls. So I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'm just going to cough up the like $90 that this cost.
Holy shit.
I know.
Oh.
But now that he's here, I don't want to put him in the color reveal solution.
Oh, I wondered if he came revealed or not already.
And I'm like, what if I mess it up somehow?
Right. Well, actually, I heard recently from a few different people, you can tell which one you're getting by the numbers on top of the bar.
Oh, did somebody finally crack the barcodes on those?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's the barcode. I think it's like the numbers on the top of the package. Or the tube or whatever. I'll talk to who told me and I'll let you know.
Yeah, because I might go hunting for one in the wild then.
You should.
So I can have one uncolor revealed and one color revealed.
Yeah, that would be cool. I haven't seen any of the new color reveals though in stores.
I like don't ever see them in stores, so I don't even know. I've looked at Target a couple of times and I've never found them there. And I don't know if I'm just, like, not looking in the right place, or...
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, I did buy, before I forget to mention it, I did buy the replacement integrity bodies that they had.
Oh, yes. As I was sorting integrity stuff, I came across just a bag of bodies, and it was like, this is chilling.
You might be able to sell them if you need quick cash.
I also have a bag of the Monster High Create a Monster bodies.
Oh, oh my gosh, I do too.
I was like, someday I should actually put some of these together.
Right.
All right. So moving on from purchases, we're going to have a little discussion today about Monster High, staying with a theme till the bitter end this episode. And I wanted to ask you guys a few questions kind of about your history with Monster High. And let's start with you, Michael.
Sure.
How did you first get introduced to Monster High?
So I was just toy hunting at Walmart, and I noticed they had put out, this was the very first series of the Monster High dolls. It was kind of like a sneak peek, kind of like, you know, these are these new things, and I didn't really know much about them. And I, for like a week, I would kind of go back and forth like, okay, I really like these, but do I need to collect them? And then finally I just was like, I'm going to buy one because these are like way too cute and I'm like obsessed. And so I think Frankie was my very first one that I bought. And then like, I just fell in love and, you know, collected for the whole, I was on for the whole journey, the whole ride of
that train of left that station series. And you were on it.
I was on it. I wasn't getting off.
Who's your favorite character then?
Such a tough one because I love so many of the characters, but I feel like I lean a little bit more towards Ghoulia because I love just like that she's kind of a nerd and I just relate with her, but I also love Frankie, and it's a toss up. There's a lot, but I usually love Ghoulia's kind of one of the top ones for me.
Ghoulia was like dark horse fan favorite in the beginning.
Oh yeah.
Like, even before she had a doll, she was in the webisodes, and people were like, when are we going to get a Ghoulia doll?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, do you have a favorite doll?
I do. My favorite doll was C.A. Cupid, because ooh. I love hearts, and I love pink, and it was like, and I love all of them, but whenever that one came out, I was like, oh my gosh. There's finally one that like captures all the things that I really love about life, you know, pink and hearts and, you know, the little heart that her hair piece that had like a heart on top of like molded into a heart shape on her head. Like,
yeah,
I was obsessed.
Hair yeah. sprayed it within an inch of its life to stay in a heart shape.
Absolutely obsessed.
Now, did you like Cupid when she moved over to Ever After High?
Yeah, I followed. I went. I was like, okay, we're moving. We're moving to a new school. We're gonna be the new cool girl at school. And I was collecting her dolls as well. Yeah,
they made some bomb Cupids from Ever After High.
Yes, they did. They really did.
Now, did you find, how hard was Cupid for you to find? Because I had a hell of a time trying to find her. I think I ended up buying her from a friend.
I remember it was kind of a challenge, and then like out of nowhere, like there was a Walmart by my house that like got tons of them, and I was like, oh my god, this is my time, like this is
avalanche.
This is like, don't ask questions, just find one that's got good eyes and get the hell out right. of the store. Oh, you know,
I forgot about that.
I think my Cupid, when I found her, also in a Walmart if I remember correctly, was like the lone one on the shelf.
Oh, I believe
And it was just like, that was many Monster High dolls for me. I did. That's probably the line I've done the most hunting with.
Yeah.
Right. Me too.
So what about favorite sublines? So like Sweet 1600 or Dawn of the Dance?
So, okay, I'm really, really torn on this one because Dawn of the Dance, I loved everything about that. I thought that was the cutest thing. And also 13 Wishes. I loved the gold Ooh. Shimmer effects and the genie character, which I'm like, her name is escaping me, but like, I love, yes, that's right. I loved both of those. I think those two were like at the top of my, like, I want every single thing from, you know, from both of those.
Did you ever get the Gigi, the dark version of her with the special two pack?
No, I didn't. And I've always like hated that I was never able to get that one, but it was so beautiful.
Well, I might have a spare if you're interested.
Okay.
And how about favorite multi-pack? So Monster High did tons of multi-packs of different characters and combinations.
So I loved the Gloom Beach multi-pack because at that time, the one complaint I had with Monster High when they first came out was that they had the elastic bands holding the legs together.
Oh gosh, yes.
That's always been a pet peeve of mine. I feel like we are in the 21st century. We do not need elastic bands holding legs together. So when they had that Gloom Beach multi-pack, it was like, that was when they had started shifting to the plastic hip pieces to keep the legs in place. And so getting that set was like, okay, I finally get to have these wonderful beach dolls without the elastic bands in their hips or whatever. So that would be my favorite multi-pack.
Yeah, people had a lot of problems with those coming apart originally.
Yes. I hated it. I was so furious.
I forgot all about that. You just like activated core memory right there.
Wait, yeah. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
And how about your favorite accessory or playset or like a non-doll product?
I would say I loved the carnival one, but I think the 13 Wishes like beach DJ poolside cabana thing was probably one of my favorites because I just thought it was such a fun, they had such fun details to it all. You know, I mean, we've talked about this line had so many great details and that playset had a lot of fun. I think there was like a little pool, like a little floating pool or whatever. And it was just a lot of really fun stuff with that playset.
Yeah, those were really fun. Monster High could put together a pretty nice playset.
Yeah,
they could.
All right, Tare, how about you? Favorite character in Monster High? Or first, how did you first get into Monster High at all?
Actually, I think I've seen an image online before it came out. I remember, I'm trying to think. Like, I remember it, but I don't. I want to say it was, like, summer before they came out. Mm-hmm. And, like, just seeing a group of the first five, six-ish. Like, there being Deuce, Cleo, Claudine, Laguna, Frankie, and Draculaura. And then, like, I remember being really pumped and excited. I don't know if you guys know Adam Weatherly, but him and I were talking about it. And then, like, I told a few other gem friends, and then they were blaming me for getting them into Monster High. And I got
it's like the drug of doll fans.
Yeah. Oh, such. Oh,
you gave such me my time. First hit.
Oh, right. Yep. And I called Toys R Us. They told me they had them. And I swear they told me they had like Frankie and Laguna and like a few other characters too. Well, I get there and they only had the Deuce and Cleo pack. And I was like, well, shit. Like, this isn't the ones I wanted to start the collection with, but fine, whatever. Got them. And then they weren't my favorites, but they were all right for the moment. But Laguna is my favorite. To make
Laguna's
a short story
like
shorter.
Such a unique face mold with her big eyes.
Yeah.
And the fins that attach. And it's, yeah. Laguna's fantastic.
Yeah. Laguna's my fave by far. But
does she have your fave doll also?
Oh, yes. First wave Laguna. I kind of wish I still had her, but I sold her. Oh, actually, you know what? Favorite doll overall, Laguna.
I've always been really partial to that Dawn of the Dance Laguna with the big mohawk.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like one of my favorite dolls in the line. Oh,
she is. I had a hard time finding the Dawn of the Dance, too. I don't know why, but I found... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, I found them at a random pop-up toy store. It might even have been a Toys R Us at the mall. that pops up around the holidays. I found her, Ghoulia, I feel like another one too, maybe Deuce. Just a few of the dolls that were hard to find for Dawn of the Dance, maybe the second wave that came out later. I found them at a random pop-up toy store.
That is such, Monster High is like a hunting adventure. If that was your thing, like hunting for toys, like this was the line for you.
Yeah.
You never knew where you would find them or what you would find.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true.
So did you have a favorite subline?
Oh, I'm kind of torn. I liked Dawn of the Dance, Gloom Beach. I didn't really care for the Sweet 16 one. But I really liked the 13 Wishes Laguna because she was so different compared to all the other Lagunas that came out.
Oh, I don't think I'm familiar with her.
She has like bright yellow hair, bright blue skin, a different dress. And she came with a new diary. And then her fish, I think Neptune or Tuna. I can't remember the name of it. It changed colors too.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so hard. Either the original Laguna, well, 13 Wishes Laguna. So I guess 13 Wishes would be my favorite line. Subline.
Okay. Lots of love for 13 Wishes going on here. That's surprising to me. I like it. I like it. All right. And do you have a favorite multi-pack?
I don't. I liked the cheerleading one, but I feel like the Gloom Beach one. I really like
cheerleading.
Yeah. Oh yeah, cheerleading. But I feel like I like the Gloom Beach pack better because you got a few dolls that you couldn't get individually.
That was always a thing that would like drive me crazy about Monster High. Was it like, oh look, this great doll of a character who you haven't seen yet, buy this set with four other dolls that you've. now have to own that you already own.
Oh, yep. I'm trying to remember who was in the pack that you couldn't get. Was it like a black and white Frankie?
I think actually Ghoulia was the...
Ghoulia, okay.
Was the one in that pack. There was a black and white Frankie, though, for Gloom Beach.
Right.
And I want to... Was she like an exclusive to something?
She might have been to a store, like Claire's, maybe.
Oh, God, Claire.
Or maybe Toys R Us. I can't remember.
I remember there was an exclusive black and white original Frankie as well.
Yeah.
Which was a Comic-Con exclusive.
Yeah, yep, you're right.
We do need to mention how amazing the Comic-Con exclusives for this line were the course of its life.
Yeah.
And how what a pain in the ass they were to get a hold of.
Right.
If you didn't go to Comic-Con.
Nope. Or if you didn't have a hookup.
Right. Oh. And how about a favorite accessory or playset or any non-doll product?
I don't know. I remember playing the game for the Wii, and it was really bad.
I didn't even know there was a game for the Wii.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was the Wii or some game system. It was awful.
I guess unsurprisingly.
Right. I really liked, even though it's doll-related, the fashion packs. They were hard to find, though.
Oh, they had great fashion packs, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
But you're right, like, I could never find the ones that I wanted.
Yeah, I think. I guess the video game would be my favorite.
Okay.
Even though I didn't like it.
Even though it was bad, I'm going to say it's my favorite.
Well, either that or the... bad CGI movies that came out. I don't like them either.
I liked about half of those, I would say. And some of them were like, what? But I always preferred the ones that were like the sort of flash animation from like the webisode looks. I always preferred the webisodes to the actual CG movies.
Yeah, I would agree. So what about you, Chris? How did you get into Monster High?
So travel back in time, kids, to the LiveJournal days once again. My friend Lori, who runs Veni Vidi Dolly now, a great doll blog, she founded the Monster High community on LiveJournal, and she, I don't know how she knew to do this, but she ordered like a Laguna and a Deuce and Cleo sight unseen, and she got them like months before they were released. And so
what?
We had like looks at those dolls, like I want to say like summer 2010.
Yeah,
like, she had them right in hand, like, which blew me away.
How?
I don't know. Like, she ordered them from Toys R Us or something like that, I want to say. And they just shipped them, probably by mistake, my guess being.
Oh, how funny.
I'm sure they were in one of those boxes marked, like, do not release until X date. And some Toys R Us warehouse employee just didn't care.
Right. Yeah, probably. Yep. Upset at the world.
And she eventually got a second Deuce and Cleo set, and I bought her, I believe it was her original set, off of her, like out of the box. And they were my first ones as well. And I think they've been my favorite ever since. And so like every time, I'm a sucker for mythology. So I've always loved Deuce as a Gorgon. And I really like Egyptian mythology as well. So all the little details they always put in with the Cleo dolls of Egyptian furniture or hieroglyphs or mythology were always really fun to me. So those two are I think they're probably tied as my favorite characters. I've always liked the original power couple from Monster High.
I love that. And so with...
What was that?
Oh, I was going to say, so with those being your favorite characters, how does that translate to your favorite doll of Monster High?
So my favorite specific doll, it might be... So my favorite subline is Dawn of the Dance. Like, they're so gemmy and they look like they walked out of a gem shop into this line.
Yeah. Yep.
Which I've always appreciated. And I don't know, I really love the neon colors. So I really love the Deuce from that line with his pinstripe pants and it's the first one where we got like the molded down snakes that weren't standing up. He's probably my favorite Monster High doll still. Although, I mean, God, there's so many that are so good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, they are.
I feel like Deuce was a hard character to come by to begin with, though.
Oh, yeah, he was. I think it was also always appealing, was that, like, there wasn't that many of him. So you could always, whenever I got one, it was like a little more special. The other subline I always really liked was the Scaris City of Frights subline.
Oh, yes, yes.
I know that was a lot of them were like pretty basic dolls, but it's the line where we got more Rochelle, who was like one of my favorite designs. as like a cute gargoyle girl in French fashions. And they had that really cute little cafe cart playset. Yeah, so that was, and it was one of the better movies too, I think. So
it's a good one. So
I would say the somewhere between those two are my, that's another favorite subline. Mm-hmm. And favorite multi-pack, I mean, the original Deuce and Cleo multi-pack is just a classic to me, but I loved the Toys R Us exclusive Deuce and Gil multi-pack where they came with like little Dungeons and Dragons board game.
Yes.
The Manster's two-pack. Yeah. That was such a cute idea. Yes. And I know they shelf-warmed for a really long time, and I should have bought more of them when they were there. But that was like one of my favorite sets for sure. That, or maybe that set with Rebecca and her father, where the Rebecca was like extra chromey. Yeah. Like that was a really cool one. Oh God, there's so many good ones. I just remembered there was the one with Who Dude and what's her name? Scara?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, she's like the daughter of the Banshee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Original like background characters finally being produced was really fun.
Yeah.
I appreciated those lines a lot. Or I'm like, oh my gosh, or the Manny and Iris two-pack.
Yes, I loved that one too. Yeah.
That one's adorable. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I guess I would say my favorite non-doll product from the line were the vinyl figures that they came out with that were sort of like cute anime style figures almost.
Yes. Hmm. Yes.
They were static little like figurines about, I don't know, like 4 inches tall.
Yes.
Okay.
Loved collecting those. Yes.
Yeah. Those were like catnip to me. I just like could not get enough of them.
Yeah, they were super cute.
It was like triggered all my collecting instincts.
Yeah. I completely agree.
And so here's a final question. What were some head scratchers for you that came out during this line? Like, what were some things you were just like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Because as I was looking through MHCollector.com, I came across the Frightmares. Do you remember those?
Yes, I remember those. The little
centaurette monster girls, which were very cute, but I don't know if they're necessarily a Monster High thing.
Yeah, those didn't last very long, I feel like.
I think it was one or two waves at most.
Yeah, those were a little, that was a head scratcher for sure.
Yeah. I think for me, it would have been when they became anime. They like relaunched.
Oh, you mean like the second, like the relaunch wave?
Yeah. Like, that was a big head scratcher.
Where their eyes became huge.
Yeah, yep. Or, well, that, and when they had the, I don't know if they really had a name for the line, but where, like, Frankie would light up and Claudine would howl.
Oh, the Ghouls Alive.
Those were terrifying. Yeah, I didn't like those. I didn't. Yeah, that would be a head scratcher. I think anything that tries to like have a face move or whatever, like it just doesn't. I'm always scratching my head for sure.
Yeah.
I think I have the Deuce of that line. I think that was the only one I got. And it was, you know, the static arm that just moves up with the sunglasses and. To me, I mean, I know gimmicks are popular in children's toys, but to me, it's like less play value because it can only do one thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, those, I remember setting off a bunch of those in a aisle at like Walmart. The amount of noise that they made.
That's funny.
This was just, yeah, this was such a fun line. Mm-hmm. I do miss it sometimes. I don't miss the amount of money that I spent on it.
No. Yes, I agree.
For me, the first 2 years of Monster High were the best. And then after that, it just kind of got out of control with the amount of characters and lines and everything.
At one point, I made the decision that I was only going to pick up new boys and new original characters in their, like, signature looks. I think after about, like, 2 or 3 years, I think you're right. And it was, like, even that was a lot of dolls still.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, there's no way I could have kept up with mm-hmm. all of them otherwise. Like,
no.
It was just such a large line.
Yeah, it was.
And now you have the chance to spend $75 to get ones that look very similar to these.
Right. Like nearly triple.
I know, isn't that crazy? Oh gosh, I'm just looking. They made like a whole set of Funko Pops. Those are really cute too. Yeah, I love and I missed Monster High, but I realized as they're coming back that I don't know that I need to get a lot more of them.
Yeah.
But I think they changed toy collecting in so many ways.
Yeah.
The amount of detail there and the storytelling, so many lines came in after and tried to replicate that success. You had your Bratz, the witch Bratz. Oh my gosh, what were they called? Bratzillas.
Oh, yes. So I had high hopes for them.
Yeah, it was definitely a cultural moment, I think, where you saw a lot of stuff coming out to kind of piggyback on the success of Monster High.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yep, totally.
I mean, it eventually spun off into Ever After High, which I probably appreciated a little more, even because I love fairy tales probably more than classic monsters. But
yeah.
I think Monster High still retained, like, more creative design.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, me too.
And I am interested to see what the future brings for our favorite haunts.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
I'm hoping they do the headless headmistress in the live action.
That would be great. I would be totally happy to see that.
All right, any final thoughts on Monster High?
Very iconic doll line. I love that I was able to collect them and still cherish them, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with next.
Yeah, a bunch of great memories in the beginning of collecting them.
I agree with both of you. Iconic and great collecting memories to be there for the original release of those. All right, so that is it for episode 1 of What a Doll. Thank you everyone for listening. If you want to find out more from us, you can always visit us on Twitter or Facebook at What a Doll Pod, or find us on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And Terry, where can they find more from you?
You can find more from me at The Merman Podcast on all podcast platforms, on Instagram, the_merman_podcast on Instagram, The Merman Podcast on Facebook, The Merman Podcast on YouTube, and you can find me also at The Gem Boys Podcast and on Instagram as Merman_TerryTerryB.
All right. And Michael, where can they find more from you?
Yes, y'all can find me at my blog, diaryofadorkette.blogspot.com. I'm also on Twitter at DorketteTweets, and I have a Diary of a Dork podcast that you can find on Podbean as well. And I'm also on Instagram under Diary of a Dorkette, and I think that's about it.
All right, and if you want to find any more from me, you can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PolychromePen. If you want to see me blab about writing, or you can find me on Instagram at Shelves of Wonder, or you can find anything from the Jewel Writers Archive at thejewelwritersarchive.com. And as we always like to end our podcast, keep living your plastic, fantastic life. All right, bye everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Hope to see you again real soon.
Bye.
Bye.